Ghost World. Goats and bullocks protested. The men on watch, already scared shitless from watching shadows search for a break in the barrier, cursed all the beasts. Some went to beat the panther. Somebody yelled, "What the fuck is that?" and pointed toward the standard. The lack of light made it unclear. I drifted that way swiftly. A white crow perched on the crosspiece, apparently sleeping, which brought up 100 questions immediately. Was there another me up there, watching from a time yet to come? Was the bird Kina's creature, or Soulcatcher's? How had it gotten here by night, from the world beyond the Shadowgate? I'd seen huge shadows circling above, but I saw no such thing when I looked at the moon now. In fact, that untimely moon was no longer there. What I did see was a fingernail clipping of moon, just beginning to rise. More questions. The panther roared again, this time in startled pain. They were paying her back for scaring the animals. I drifted past where Croaker and Lady had made their beds. He was snoring, she was wide awake. She sensed my passage somehow. Her gaze followed me inaccurately. I lost her after a few yards. I wriggled between the cages. Long Shadow was awake, too. He was sobbing quietly and shaking. I don't think there was anything left of the once dreadful, insane sorcerer. Howler was awake, too. I realized belatedly that he hadn't been making much noise lately. As I watched, he tried to get off one of his ferocious yowls, but nothing came out. What had Lady done to him? Soulcatcher was the one I really wanted to examine. And she too was awake when I found her. She was still bundled and gagged to a point that would have driven me over the edge, but she seemed as madly merry as at her best moments. She sensed me as easily as her sister had. Her eyes tracked me. They seemed to laugh, filled with secret knowledge. In fact, I got the distinct feeling that if she wanted to badly enough, she could slide out of her flesh and chase me around. No, but she wanted me to think she could do that. She was messing around with me, even in her present circumstances. That troubled me, not nearly so much as her confidence did. She was not at all afraid or even worried. That had to be passed on to the captain and lieutenant. I drifted near the boundary, wondering if I ought to go see Sari or engage in any of the 100 tasks I pursued when I walked the ghost world. I did not really want to do anything but sleep. My personal shadow splashed itself against the barrier. There was some emotion there, but I couldn't tell if the thing wanted to talk to me or to eat me. It made me feel the way I might have had I acknowledged the existence of a beggar who then refused to let me get away. I passed a nervous Nguyen Bao prowling on cat-like feet, his sword ready. The swamp men were more troubled by our quest than were the few Tagalians accompanying us, despite their traditional burden of fear of Kantavar. Sleeplessness was a common problem. I paused to eavesdrop on the murmurs of Blade, Mather, and Willow Swan. No sedition surfaced there, though. Swan, being Willow Swan, was telling ghost stories. I wish I could talk about the man more. He was a character. The Prabhrindra Dra was awake as well, among them, but evidently not with them. He contributed nothing.